Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce. That is the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for all the upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. And I must plug, time is running out. We have until, I think, the 31st, 5 o'clock, so I'm going to say the 30th at noon, to apply for Leadership La Plata. So, Lisa Schwantes, how are you? Have you ever applied for Leadership La Plata?
You know, I have thought about it several times. Yeah. I've written a couple of different letters of recommendation for graduates.
Uh-huh.
And I apologize that I have never found the time to do it, but I think it is a very worthy
Organization.
Program.
Well, and I'll tell you the program, when I went through it, I thought I knew a lot about Durango, you know, and Ignacio, Bayville, La Plata County, and I was amazed at what I didn't know. So anyway, Leadership La Plata, you can go to durangobusiness.org and click on LLP and get your application in. But we are here to talk about CDOT, Colorado Department of Transportation. And is your official title like Public Information Officer, or what is it?
Oh, it's CDOT Chick, remember?
CDOT Chick.
It is Regional Communications Manager.
Oh, okay.
So just very quickly, the state has 5 regions, and each region has a communications manager that takes care of the communications internally to their employees and externally to the public for that region. Our region happens to cover 15 counties, Southwest and South Central.
So Colorado. You like are all the way over to what, Salida, over to like Cortez? I mean, what's your jurisdiction?
Last week, I was in Salida for a special event. Uh-huh. Our maintenance operations hold an equipment
like
rodeo.
Where you like back the truck and don't hit the cones and use your backhoe and strike a match or
it's
something?
It's very competitive. It is very competitive, but it also stresses the safety of the use of the equipment, and they perfect their skills in operating that equipment. I mean, you think about them operating these multi-ton pieces of equipment to the precision of trying not to knock down our mailboxes or ruin our guardrail.
Sure.
Or if you're in the high mountain passes, getting as close to the edge of that road as possible. So, they know how to operate that equipment. With finesse,
and the training and properly, you know, and all of the training that they must go through before they even can get behind the wheel of one of the vehicles or a backhoe or a front end loader. So
they did let me get behind a skidster yesterday, which was probably very, very funny, very humorous for them. So I tried to do the course that they are required to do.
Yeah.
Picking up a bowling ball and dropping it into the center of a small tire. Uh-huh. It was just...
No one was injured, though.
No one was injured. I wasn't injured, and no one else was injured. So
all right.
Not a pretty sight. You do not want me in the highways.
In
heavy equipment, anyway.
Thank you for everything you are doing. And one other thing I do have to point out. So you and I have been... I mean, I always say this, but you and I have been friends for a long time. Facebook
oldest
post. Oldest, dearest friends.
Yeah, it was your birthday last week.
Was that like in 1998 or something? When was that?
No, Jack.
88.
We met in 87.
Yeah.
And I believe the photo I posted was from 88, maybe 89.
Right.
Yeah, you could definitely tell it was an 80s photo.
My long hair. And for the record, your husband, Mark, took the picture.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
He was there.
We're all lounging back. Anyway, well, thank you for coming into Chamber Chat here. And what do we have coming up? I mean, one thing I want to say first is slow down in the cone zone. You've brainwashed me to say that.
Yes.
So
slow down. You do not need to go anywhere 1 minute to 2 minutes faster, even if that.
Right. So when you're
gaining seconds, maybe. So
And for safety of yourself and the workers and the tragedy with the worker with CDOT from Pagosa, just slow down.
Right.
And it's funny because when I see it, because of you, I immediately hit the brake and I slow way down. I make a line of cars behind me, but I don't care.
Thank you.
You're
we
absolutely
appreciate
welcome.
That.
So you have a tour of some dignitaries.
Yes.
Coming to our area.
So the governor appoints a transportation commission, and there are representatives across the state that serve on this commission, and they guide and direct what happens with CDOT when it comes to everything from policy to where the money's spent.
Okay.
So the Transportation Commission, which is, by the way, chaired by Sid Zink, our local representative. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're so happy about that. They annually take a road trip, and next week is National Infrastructure Week. Oh. And to honor that, they are taking a road trip, and Sid is bringing them across from Denver west to across the I-70 corridor to Grand Junction, and then they will come over Red Mountain Pass, Mullis Pass, mm-hmm. Colbank Pass, and right down into Durango. They'll spend 2 or 3 days doing this.
Okay.
And so,
how many are on this trip? Do you know? I mean, is it like 20 of them or 10 of them or ballpark?
I believe you're stumping me on how many commission members we have, but I have seen the list, and I can tell you it's probably about 12 that are taking.
So a good number of people, and I'm going to guess that probably 10% of them have never even been over Red Mountain.
You're exactly right. We want them to see what
it's
our
like.
Roads, what our highways are like down here.
Right.
What do our maintenance crews, what are they up against?
Sure.
What are the road conditions like for us? I mean, we do the best we can to maintain mm-hmm. them with the money that we have, but you know, we pound our fist on the table as much as we can for our region, because we know that the population that exists on the Front Range and the Denver
sure.
area, they get the bulk of the money.
Right.
So, but we have to remind them that we are an important part of Colorado,
yeah.
the state, economically. So,
well, and the roads are so important, and I believe that, you know, Durango is probably, if I remember hearing this right, that we're like one of the farthest communities from a 4-lane highway.
Right.
I mean, whether it's down in New Mexico or wherever, and we are very isolated. We rely on 160, 550 for commerce and people coming and going for tourism. So it's
of the five
important.
Of the five regions, Region 5, which is Southwest, South Central, mm-hmm. Colorado, we are the only region that does not have an interstate.
Yeah.
And that's probably a blessing.
Sure. Yeah, for your job, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But our corridors that do provide access for our region, which are of course mainly 160 and 550, those are main thoroughfares for mm-hmm. commerce, for freight, for tourists.
Right.
And we need to maintain these roads to the best
with
that
everything.
We can.
Well, and I know that with the project coming up, the funding was secured or approved
right.
for the interchange at Farmington Hills. So
right.
here in the next year or two, we're going to start seeing a lot of dirt being moved.
Right. So while the commission is here, they're going to be able to hold some their regular meetings. They have their regular business that they need to take care of while they're on the road.
Yeah.
So they get here on Wednesday night, the 16th. They're going to have be able to meet with local officials,
mm-hmm.
County and City of Durango, Bayfield, Ignacio. And then the next morning, they'll take care of some business. And immediately after that, at about 10 o'clock, we are going to be out at the project site.
Okay.
Where 550 is going to be realigned and come right into the bridges.
The interchange.
The interchange.
So we can all learn that roundabout.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to explain that, and just in case we need additional funding, they'll also get to see, we call it the 550 South Gap.
Right.
So of course, from the New Mexico border up to where the project is going to be, we want to continue to enhance and widen the roadway.
Make it four lanes.
Make it four lane all the way to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a much safer route for everyone, for residents, for
sure.
Folks visiting the area, for commercial vehicles.
And a lot of that too, it appears, you know, you see some of the houses that are abandoned now along that. I'm assuming those are right-of-way purchases.
Mm-hmm.
CDOT's been accumulating, you know, along the way. And so if somebody wants to learn more about this, what is the website where they can go and find out all sorts of wonderful information?
They need to go to codot.gov.
codot.gov.
Yes, and that is our website that tells you all about our programs, our projects, tells you what CDOT as an organization is like.
Okay.
And then, but if you're interested in finding about what road conditions are like,
COTRIP.
COTRIP.org.
Yeah.
COTRIP.org.
I love that. And I always say this when we interview, because I love it because of the cameras, you know, especially in the wintertime. You can see what the roads look like.
Right. Right. Yeah. Jack, if you were to call me and say, hey, should I head over Wolf Creek Pass? Uh-huh. What do you think? I would tell you, go to cotrip.org and look at the cameras because I want you to make that decision yourself.
You know, it is so funny because I think back when I was a freshman at Fort Lewis College back in 1982, and I remember trying to call the number to get the Rogan, and you had to sit there and listen to the whole entire recording, and it was always busy.
Right.
Every time Fort Lewis students migrated out, we all called that number at the same time. But now, click of a technology has been wonderful.
Exactly.
So I want to ask you, and you don't know I'm going to ask you, what is the biggest thing you've learned being with CDOT? Because you've been there now 2 years, roughly?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. What is kind of the most interesting thing that you've learned as you're thinking, I'll stall, because I know you've done the safety and all the other things and probably budgets, but what do you find most interesting?
What I find most fascinating is our winter operations for maintenance.
Okay.
That our maintenance crews have stolen my heart.
Yeah.
They are truly public servants.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly could get paid lots more for what they do, the danger that they put themselves in to make sure that we can get up in the morning and get from point A to point B. It just fascinates me. And of course, living in a mountainous area, and we have all the passes around us in order to maintain those and keep those open. It's just fascinating work. I really think that's what I have found
like you said, in the avalanche control, what I'm thinking too, it's very rare. I mean, Wolf Creek is rare that they end up having to shut that down.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to me how that pass stays open,
right. You
know, and I've gone over it many times and just got behind a CDOT plow driver and just stayed back there because I'm like, all
right. That's the safest place to be.
Smartest, safest place, and just sit back there and not rush over the hill.
Right. When we get snow, we're going to get snow next winter.
It will.
We'll come back and we'll talk more about winter operations. Will you have me back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Just a little teaser there.
Yeah, but we'll get you back here.
Yeah, it is just amazing what they do to keep the roads open.
Now, summer driving's coming up. We got about a minute and a half left. Summer driving coming up. What do people need to do to be prepared for summer driving? We always think about winter driving, you know, blanket in the car, tire, you know, snow tires change. Summer driving. Any suggestions?
First of all, spring and summer through early fall, that is construction season.
Right.
It's cone zone season. So again, just be patient, be ready for construction on all of our highways as we improve them and do surface treatment, repair guardrail, that sort of thing. Currently, we have a project going on that's east of Pagosa to Treasure Falls.
Oh, yeah.
So we are completely overlaying that highway.
And working on the guardrails. I just drove that last week.
We're working on the bridges, the guardrail. So it's a huge project, and it's going to last through the fall. So we ask people just to be patient.
Right.
Give yourself an extra half an hour when you're traveling. Always give yourself extra time. And, when we talk about being safe, kits for your car, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have water.
Right.
Make sure your tires are
properly inflated.
Tread. Sort of thing. Yeah. And if you do have to pull over for any reason, just make sure you pull off as far as you can safely away from the road. And lots of times our maintenance workers will stop and see what you need.
Right.
And
help you out. Right. Now, once again, what is the website if you want to find out more about the projects going on in our area?
That is codot.gov.
codot.gov.
Correct.
And for road conditions?
That is cotrip.org.
And that also shows construction areas, things of that nature.
Yeah, it sure does. It's a very interactive site. You can... it shows you the map of the state.
Right.
You can click on road conditions. You can click on construction alerts. Sometimes even if we have a crash,
that is
reported. Our crews report that to our communication center, and they can pinpoint those sorts of things on the map.
So again, big point is allow yourself extra time because I know, Wolf Creek, there's construction. There's also construction right outside of Buena Vista. I just drove this in. So give yourself more time. Slow down.
Wildlife underpass there.
Yes. Slow down in the cone zone.
I could talk about this all day.
All right. Well,
can we keep going?
Can't let you. We're out of time.
Darn.
Will you come back?
Yeah, of course.
All right. You won't stand me up?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Lisa, for coming in. And again, don't forget, It is co.gov.
co.gov, correct.
Yep. All right. And then cotrip.org.
Correct.
All right.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Got to send it back to the studios. Have a great day. Sorry, I ended up cutting.